Welcome to the RC Noob Podcast. This is episode 61. My name is Tim. Thanks for joining me once again as we journey into the world of radio control, the RC hobby, from cars, trucks, drifters, off-road vehicles, on-road vehicles, quadcopters. There's always something to do in the hobby, whether you're painting something, whether you're building something, whether you're just going out and bashing and having a good time, or if you're a weekend warrior and you're hitting the racetrack and trying to beat the competition and better your own performance. Like I said, there's something for everyone. There's always something going on. There's always something to do in this amazing hobby. So today I want to talk about kits and getting into building a kit and really the experience of building a kit and why it would be beneficial for you to build a kit if you've never built one before. If you've listened to the show before, you know my backstory. I got into the hobby through a ready-to-run vehicle, and I've primarily bought ready-to-run vehicles and have reviewed ready-to-run vehicles for a majority of my time in the hobby. I have, however, assembled a small handful, half a handful, a quarter of a handful, I don't know, of kits. And that experience was a real eye-opener for me, and it's one that I really enjoy diving back into whenever I have the opportunity. So, like I said, it was ready to run. And when I talked to an individual at my local hobby shop before I even bought my first hobby-grade RC vehicle, I said, you know, basically, tell me what are the benefits between kits and ready to run. And for me, what kind of sold it on the ready to run was the fact that everything was in the box. The battery, the charger, the vehicle, everything was pre-assembled. Not that I was opposed to, you know, turning a wrench or twisting a screwdriver to put something together, but just the appeal of open the box, charge the battery, and go. For somebody that really wanted to just hit the ground running, that was the best thing for me. And really, ready-to-run vehicles have become mainstream, and they've become the go-to. No matter what brand you're looking at, with the exception of Tamiya, they've kind of stayed in the traditional sense with a lot of their offerings. But if you look at Traxxas, if you look at Axial, you look at Team Associated, you look at, you know, Charisma, and any number of manufacturers and brands, their bread and butter is going to be from ready-to-run models. But there's something to be said for building a kit. And the drawback to kits, before I get into how fun they are, the drawback to kits is the fact that there are some hidden costs or some costs that you don't see right away. You may see the cost of the kit and think, oh, wow, that's $50 to $100 less than this ready-to-run vehicle. Well, then you're not factoring in or immediately factoring in the cost of your motor, your steering servo, your ESC, your radio, the radio system. And, you know, to be fair, some kits do offer bits and pieces like that. But for the most part, you're going to have to assemble those pieces yourself. And that, once you total all that up, at least for me, I like to get the most bang for my buck. I'm a very budget-minded hobbyist. And, you know, once you start totaling those things up and they start to creep past and sometimes overshoot the cost of a ready-to-run model, well, then I'm going to go for the ready-to-run model because I can save a little more money up front. But you may have a kit that costs less than a ready-to-run model. You may have a kit that costs a little bit more, or maybe it costs a lot more when all is said and done. But the cool thing about a kit is you choose what goes into it. You choose the electronics. You choose the tires. You choose the wheels. You have a lot more control over how that vehicle is put together, how that vehicle ultimately performs and handles, because you have really the final say. You get to select your brand of motor. If you have a favorite brand of motor or steering servo or ESC or anything electronic, that's on you. You make that decision. You put it in the vehicle. And again, that's one of the great things about the hobby overall, is that you have so many options. And in some senses, I feel that the hobby has too many options. You can almost get paralyzed going down an aisle at a hobby shop looking at every different model and brand. And I know I ran into this, you know, again, my first time purchasing a hobby-grade vehicle, I went in with the intention of getting a Traxxas Slash, and for a moment thought, well, I'll see what else is here. And then I started looking at Bandits and Rustlers and the Stampede, and before you know it, I just kind of deer in the headlights, staring at everything. I didn't know what to do, and ultimately went with my gut and went with my original decision and my original choice with the Slash. So in that sense, I feel that there are almost too many options in the hobby, but it's good to have that many options because, again, there's something for everybody. And you may not be a huge fan of a specific brand, and that's fine. And there's always an option for you to choose something else. So with that sense, you know, a kit is kind of a nice a la carte offering for the people that like to have total control over their RC vehicles. What I've seen over the last couple of years has been kind of a shake up and a shift in how kits have been offered. Now, back in the day, early 80s, mid 80s, early 90s, you know, you would go to a hobby shop and you would get your kit, and you had to supply motor, you had to supply the speed control, you had to supply the steering servo, and you would supply the radio system. And in some cases, tires and wheels. And then you have the body, and then you have the paint. So now what you're seeing is kind of a shakeup in how things are being offered up, which is cool. And you're seeing companies offer pre-assembled kits. You're seeing companies offer hybrid kits in the case of the ECX amp. And I keep going back to the amp, and I really haven't heard much news around that platform, and I hope it doesn't go away. I think it's a really cool idea and it's a really cool option. But basically, you get everything in the box. You get all the electronics, you get the components to build the vehicle, and it's up to you to build it. So it's really a one-stop shop, you know, ready to run vehicle. You just have to turn a few screws and put things together. I like that idea. I like the idea of the pre-assembled kit. Well, it's fun to turn all the screws and put every single bit and piece together. I like the idea of, hey, you know, we'll save you some time. We'll pre-assemble most of the vehicle, but then you can still supply tires, wheels, motor, electronics, so on and so forth. Traxxas has kind of gone in an interesting way with this idea. They've assembled some of the major parts and pieces, and then they leave it up to you to do the bulk of the assembly, and then you still have to supply bodies and things like that. Now, I'm speaking specifically to the original Traxxas TRX4 assembly kit. They've recently announced a TRX4 Sport version, which it doesn't come with as much as that earlier model. So while you had the motor and you had the radio system and you pretty much had everything except for the body, for the TRX4 Sport version, you have a body and you have the bits and pieces for the chassis and the suspension, but you get to supply the electronics and you get to supply kind of the brains and the heart and soul behind that vehicle. So that's a cool little spin on what they're doing. And I've also seen mention and read mention that they're going to be coming out with a kit version of the Stampede. So I'm excited to see what they do with that, whether that's going to be more of a hybrid kit or if it's going to be more in line with a traditional kit. That pre-assembled kit that I mentioned before, Red Cat Racing is doing that. Shortly after they released the Gen 8, which I finally got my hands on, and I love that vehicle. I'll get into that a little bit later. I want to focus on kits right now. But they released a pre-assembled kit version, the PACK, P-A-C-K, of the Gen 8. So if you like the idea of putting the parts and pieces together for your own scale trail machine, you can do that. They do not supply electronics, they don't supply tires, they don't supply a body. They just give you, for $169, they give you a very durable, very solid platform to start with. And that is a really appealing idea. It's a really appealing offering. I'm still kind of weighing my options whether or not I want to build a rig using that platform. Not because I have doubts about the platform, just because I've got so many other projects going on right now that I want to head off in different directions. I'm just not sure I can squeeze it into my schedule or my budget at this time. But that's a really cool option. You've got the hybrid kits, as I mentioned before. you have your traditional kits. Like Tamiya has never gone away from building kits and manufacturing kits. And that's cool. And that was my first build of a RC model, was a re-release of the Grasshopper. And if you've listened to this show before, you know that was a fun experience for me. And it's one that I really enjoy and I really look back on fondly. And it's one that I want to recapture and redo over and over again. So you have, you know, from the traditionalist standpoint, if you want to stick to kind of the old school thought of, in purest thought of building a kit, there's always Tamiya to take a look at. You have Charisma offering up kits in both their Charisma Scale Adventure crawler, and also their on-road vehicles are now offered in kits. I think it's the M40S platform. And then if you want to go small scale, they recently released the GT24B buggy and the GT24R rally car as kits. Now, there isn't much difference between those two models from the chassis standpoint. In fact, it's the same chassis, just slightly different body, slightly different wheel configuration and tire configuration. But, you know, if you want to go small scale, there's those options. I'm looking forward to a future build that I want to give a quick shout out to RC Mart. They're sponsoring a build that I'm going to be doing over on smallscalerc.com. I'm going to be assembling an Orlando Hunter Land Rover. And the interesting thing about that kit is it is a 1/32nd scale. So it is very, very small. And I'm still assembling a few parts and pieces for that build. So I have yet to start it, but I'm looking forward to seeing what I can do with that. I'm a little bit leery of how small the pieces are and how, you know, minute the details are going to be, but after looking at just kind of what's in the bags and the various parts and pieces, I'm very impressed with how everything is laid out. They didn't just dump everything into a bag, one bag, and say, have at it. It's laid out very much like a traditional kit, or at least a traditional Tamiya kit, or even like a Lego kit. If you've assembled Legos, and I've assembled more Legos in the last month than I care to, you get, you know, your numbered bags, your lettered bags, you kind of know how to step through the process and complete the build. So I'm looking forward to this build. And I, again, want to thank RC Mart for the opportunity to check out that Orlando Hunter. Other options for kits, you know, Team Associated has kits, definitely has kits on the competition side. And that's one area too. If you're looking to get into the racing and competition aspect of the hobby, you're never going to get away from a kit. And that's really, I think, an ideal and an important factor to remember, is that if you're in the line of competition, you want to have an in-depth understanding of every part and piece of your vehicle, from the assembly of the suspension, from the assembly of and the mounting of the motor, you know, weight distribution, tires, wheels, chassis setup, everything. You have to know what that vehicle is capable of doing and what adjustments will affect the vehicle and how adjustments will affect the vehicle. So if you're looking for an RC kit to take to the track, again, look at Team Associated, look at Team Losi, look at X-Ray, you have Serpent, you have, oh boy, and I'm going to miss names here, you have Techno, you have Kyosho, you have any number of options to look at when it comes to building your own competition buggy, truggy, stadium truck, trophy truck, short course truck. You know, there are options there for you. So those are going to be more along the lines of the traditional, you get the chassis and suspension pieces, you supply the rest. If you're more looking to just bash and have a good time, or even hit the trail with a couple of vehicles, you know, I've mentioned a number of kits already. I neglected to mention HPI. HPI has a number of kits. HPI has a kit for the Venture. Traxxas, like I said, they're getting into the kit side of things. Kyosho, while Kyosho also has competition models, they also have just, you know, traditional hobbyist models as well that you can assemble. So again, there are plenty of options out there, even though kits are, I would say that their popularity may have waned a little bit. I can see it coming back. That's made clear by the fact that so many manufacturers are coming out with new kits and new kit options. It's a fun experience. If you have yet to build a kit, definitely do it. Even if you buy a hybrid kit with everything included in the box, just the experience of putting everything together yourself is something that is just, It's undescribable. It's so much fun, and I'm looking forward to my next kit build, as small as it may be. So that's going to wrap up kit chat for this episode of the show. I mentioned the Gen 8 from Red Cat Racing. Finally got my hands on one of those vehicles. Like I said, I love it, and I really haven't gotten to drive it much outside. I've been stuck indoors between weather and weather and weather. Darn cold weather. But it's been a fun vehicle to drive around. It's been a fun vehicle to investigate, look at inside and out. It is such a grounded vehicle when I drive it. It feels like it's almost the perfect weight distribution. It just feels perfectly planted to whatever I'm driving over and whatever I'm driving on. I'm really looking forward to getting it outside. Really looking forward to then making a few adjustments to it. Nothing too crazy that I have planned yet. I'm going to be throwing a pair of Proline tires on it. I'm going to be throwing a pair of Proline Scalar shocks on it. That said, I'm very impressed with the shocks that come stock with this vehicle. They're aluminum bodied. The springs are a little bit thin and soft, but again, we'll get that outside. I'm going to give it a solid shakedown in stock form before I start pulling pieces and parts off of it and making modifications to it. But out of the box, I'm incredibly impressed with this thing. And again, for the $299.99 price, I think you're hard-pressed to find a better value and a better performing out-of-the-box vehicle. Now, that's not to say it's without its faults. I just haven't found any yet, or many yet. So I'm still very high on the Gen 8. If you have not yet checked it out, head to your local Red Cat Racing dealer. Visit redcatracing.com, check out the Gen 8. If you like the idea of the Gen 8 but want to build your own vehicle, want to build your own kit, again, like I mentioned, the pack, $169. You supply the motor, the electronics, the radio. You supply your tires, your wheels, but you get that solid platform to then build around and build onto. Something very interesting to check out for sure. Other odds and ends, other projects I've been working on. The Charisma Lynx has been an ever-evolving model. While I had intended on just running or having my son run that thing as a straight-up, ready-to-run, out-of-the-box, don't-touch-anything, we have overhauled the wheels, we've overhauled the tires, we've added weight. Again, thank you to Proline for supplying a lot of the parts and pieces for that. I just installed Charisma's forward-mounted battery tray and chassis-mounted servo mount. So I've relocated a lot of parts and pieces. I'm still getting that dialed in a little bit. I have to fabricate a different steering link. But once that's all done, I think we're going to get closer to where I want the vehicle to be handling-wise. There's so much I like about that vehicle, and yet there's one or two things that I feel are missing. And maybe I feel that it's the weight, the overall weight of that vehicle. Again, it's so lightweight, and I've had to add a lot of weight to it to get it to feel as planted and as grounded as my SCX-10 or as the Gen 8 does out of the box. I'm a little bit puzzled by why I don't feel that solid connection. But that said, it's still been a fun vehicle to drive. We've also swapped out the ESC, so we're running Charisma's ARC 1 ESC in there. I feel that has made some nice improvements for us. It just gives us a few more driving options, a few more options overall when it comes to driving and personal preference. So the Lynx is getting a little bit of an overhaul. Hope to have that wrapped up soon. I hope to just get outside and drive and have a good time. I've overhauled the tires and the wheels on the TRX4 Sport. Again, Proline supplied some goodies for that, so I thank them yet again for helping me kind of realize and complete a couple of projects that I've had on my to-do list. For that little project, I went with Proline's BF Goodrich Crawler TA tires with the Predator compound. It's a softer compound, very soft compound, but the nice thing about that is you don't get a lot of sidewall sag or sidewall bend, mainly because of how firm the foams are. Now, the foams are not overly firm. in that you don't get any compression. You get plenty of compression, you get plenty of grip, and I'm very happy with how those tires have performed and what they've done in the overall performance of the TRX 4 Sport. Now that said, I'm a huge fan of the TRX 4 Sport's stock tires, those Canyon Trail tires. I think that they are amazing tires for a ready-to-run vehicle. But still, I like to shake things up every now and again. And again, I want to thank Proline for supplying the goods for that little upgrade. And that's going to do it for this episode of the RC Noob Podcast. Thank you again for listening. And before I wrap this show up completely, I do want to thank Proline for their support of not only the RC Noob Podcast, but also rcnoob.com. If you need wheels, tires, body, paint, if you want to get a rolling chassis kit and add your own electronics, they've got pretty much everything over at ProLineRacing.com. If you have yet to check out their new metric scaler body, I would highly recommend doing that. They've partnered with Knight Customs, so you get a polycarbonate clear body that has a removable hood, and then from there you can add on select Knight Customs parts and pieces to really make it a one of a kind custom build. It's just an interesting thing. It's really cool to see them kind of pushing the boundaries and going in different directions with some of their product releases. So if you want to save a little bit of money on your next purchase at ProLineRacing.com, use coupon code RCNoobAP10 when you check out and you'll save 10% on your overall purchase. Again, that's coupon code RCNoobAP10. I'll be sure to include that in the show notes. This has been your first time listening to the show. Thank you very much. If you want to listen to previous episodes of the show, you can find them at rcnoob.com. Simply click on the podcast link in the menu. If you love RC and you can't get enough of RC podcasts, and you can't get enough of me talking, also check out the Big Squid RC podcast. Find that at bigsquidrc.com and check out the podcast link in their menu. You'll find me talking to a number of really interesting and amazing individuals from within the RC hobby and the RC industry. It's purely just an opportunity for me to sit back, relax, and let people tell me their stories and tell me their thoughts when it comes to the hobby and where they feel the hobby is going and where they feel the hobby has come so far. It's a great show, and I do hope that you check that out as well. If you've been a longtime listener of the show, or even if you've listened to the show for a handful of episodes, thank you. I couldn't do this, and I don't do this without your support, so thank you very much for everything that you do, all the words of encouragement, all the topic ideas. Keep those topic ideas coming. I'm sorting through them, working through them. We'll be recording more and writing more about those topics as we roll on, so keep that stuff coming. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do so through rcnoob.com, either through the contact form or through social media, Twitter, Facebook, I would say Google+, but that's going to be going away. Hit me up, let me know what topics you want to hear talked about or written about, and I will do my best to make that happen. So until next time, keep your batteries charged up, keep your nitro topped off. We will talk with you later.